Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Just a little bit, man. You know, our nigga is back. If y'all don't know,
who our nigga is.
Vic?
I think Tiger Woods is back, baby.
Oh.
Tiger Woods, over the weekend, won Chevron World Classic. So, you know, that was his first win in 2 years,
man. You go, man. Tiger. You go, Tiger, goddammit.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger
Woods,
y'all.
My
man's back. Yeah, man, he won his first tournament in 2 years, man. So, you know, he kind of slowed down on the fucking and kind of concentrated more on the golf swing than the dick swing. So, you know.
Hey, don't get mad at Tiger because he's using his 9-iron, man. Don't get mad at Tiger, man. He had to use 9-iron, man. Leave Tiger alone.
Well, he did use that nine iron 18 holes, so yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, he played a role on that one.
Yeah, man, but, speaking of that, Tiger Woods, but then,
that's Tiger right,
man,
there.
Hey, is that Tiger?
That's Tiger.
That was Tiger right there.
Tiger's using that 9-iron, goddammit. Hole in one, goddammit, hole in one.
Hole in one. Hey, did y'all hear about I can never pronounce that nigga name, but y'all know the fuck I'm talking about.
Dinamakan Sue
from Detroit Lions, man. Did y'all hear what happened over the weekend with him? You know, after Detroit got the
cocktail.
Yeah, Detroit got.
Go ahead, dog.
Yeah, man,
he was stopping motherfucker while he was driving. That's what happened.
Told that motherfucker up, man. Hit a tree, hit a curb, hit a water fountain, and hit a light pole. And told that motherfucker up. And this was before he found out that Detroit got their ass whooped last night by the Saints. So
he was stopping the goddamn paddle and thought it was stopped.
And thought, hey, he had
that's what he was doing.
And had to, man, you know, so definitely, man, I'll be glad when that nigga get back, man, because Detroit need him trying to get in this playoff hunt, man. So, Troy has back to him, quit getting in accidents and stepping on motherfuckers' biceps and shit. That shit ain't cool, man. Shit ain't cool at all, my nigga.
Fuck it, man. You got it. Hey, now, dude, you got to put it down like that. Let a motherfucker know you ain't playing.
I guess sometimes you do got to do that, man. And, the Cavs.
Nigga, this ain't
yep.
WWF, man. This
hey, Cass.
Yo.
Man, what about them Colts, man? Congratulations to the Colts. Staying with a perfect record. 0-12.
Hey, watch your mouth on that one. All right, let's go. Next subject, please. Next question.
Next question, please. You cannot be perfection. I'm perfecting it. They got their ass whooped by the Patriots, 31-24.
I don't like this segment.
Love this segment, man.
I don't like this
segment. Hey, man, somebody got to beat them sorry motherfuckers, man. And I guess it has to be the Patriots. So, you know, if you don't want us to stay on this, tell them motherfuckers to get a win, man.
Ain't that bad.
Right.
That's all right. See y'all next year.
No.
What's up?
I said, long as he do it, it'll be next year.
Let me touch on something, man, since we're talking about sports right now, man. I mean, I heard something today, man, that kind of hurt me a little bit, man. The Lakers talking about trading Powell, Lamar, and big man in the middle. What the fuck is his name?
Andrew Bynum.
Bynum, yeah, man. They going out to Chris Paul. They going out to Chris Paul and Dwight Howard, man. They packaging Powell and Lamar together for the Hornets, and they trying to give up Bynum for Dwight Howard, man.
Well, I don't give a fuck about them punk ass bastards. So
fuck, I mean,
that's a good trade to me.
That's a good damn trade. Fuck them, man. I'm trying to win. Champions.
I don't think it's a good trade, man. I don't think you should give it an O.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. We done jumped off the NFL to the NBA, man. Let's finish getting the scores down. Can we finish getting the scores down first? Then we're going to jump back to that.
Steelers beat the shit out the Bengals. They beat the shit out the Bengals 35-7.
Packers
undefeated. Hey, the Panthers with Cam Newton, 34-8.
Yes, sir.
Rookie of the year. Rookie of the year, Cam Newton. 34.
What about my boy that's doing this thing? All he do is win. Tim Tebow.
Definitely. And we don't get to Tim Tebow. Definitely in that prayerful win that he got over the Vikings. This dude
that's all he do
like
is win.
Five times in a row, and then won five games. So you can't tell me prayer don't work. So some of y'all need to probably pray a little bit more, man. Y'all need to be like Hammer, man. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray just to make it today. So some of y'all need
to. That's what's up. I already know where you're going.
Ravens
beat the Browns. The Raiders. Can we get to the Raiders?
Let's talk about the fuck ass Raiders.
Dad, I'm sorry, Cass.
Made me lose my football pool.
That's some NWA shit. Yeah. Hey, yo, the Raiders. Got your ass beat by the Miami Dolphins. 34-14, man. Al Davis. Hey, Al Davis used to say, just win, baby. He didn't say, go down there, go to Miami, get your ass kicked, and get knocked out of the playoffs. And that's what basically Oakland is doing. So, you know, I know Kaz is a long-time Raiders fan, but Kaz, y'all motherfuckers got beat by the fucking 3-8 Dolphins, man.
Well, hold up, man. Hold up. Before we do anything, man, check it out, man. By me being down in that, man, and I ran into the ex-defensive coach for the Indianapolis Colts, dog.
Okay.
And I asked him, man. I was like, "What type of fucking defense was you playing?" And this was his response, man.
Center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say, "Hike." That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback unless he get the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that first.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point? Don't smoke crack.
The Indianapolis ex-defensive coach. Sorry, Wick, but that's what I got out of it, man.
And you got all of that out of that, Cam.
Yeah, man. That's what he. The only thing I can think of is stop smoking crack.
Definitely. If you are 12, man, there's a lot of crack smoking in the locker room, man. So hopefully, man, the coach will get a win, man. He got four more games left, man. You know, it's looking real bad for him. But, they, you know, one thing, they're going to get to know.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. Somebody called somebody.
Stanford. So, Texans beat the Falcons 17-10. AJ Yates gets his first win. Starting in place of Matt Schaub, who got hurt. And the Bears got their ass whooped 10-3, man. We need Donovan McNabb, dog, for real. The Bears need to sign Donovan McNabb. Had seven fucking sacks, man. Seven sacks against the Bears on Sunday. So what did you do?
Yeah. I totally agree with you. Nah. Now, Father Time, where you at, brother?
I'm right here, bro.
All right, now check it out. Let's get to that
NBA.
What would you stand up going on, man?
Well, they were talking about, Father Time was talking about that three-way trade with Charlotte Hornets, the L.A. Lakers, and the
Orlando
Magic. So they're trying to get Dwight Howard, Chris Paul in L.A., and go up Paul Gasol, Juan Osa, and Bynum, and Chris Paul in L.A. So, I mean, with three-way trade like that, don't be surprised. But definitely, that's going to be trying to get Dwight Howard and Paul there, man.
Actually, it's not a three-way trade.
It's not a three-team trade.
They just flat out trying to put the Paul Gasol and Lamar Odom package together, and then the Bynum package. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a good trade because, number one, the Lakers lose all the length. You know what I'm saying? You have the opportunity to put 3 7-footers on the floor at the same time. You can't compete with that shit, man.
Can you say finals and lose in the finals like Miami Heat? Or can you say a win for the Lakers?
I mean, come on. Do you think the Lakers are better with Chris Paul and Dwight Howard?
I think the Lakers are good any way it goes. It really don't matter if they get Chris Paul or Dwight Howard. That's just my opinion. That's just opinion speaking. But, I mean, the Lakers are still doing anything without it. So, you know, it really don't matter to me.
Me, it don't matter. How's that 3 7-footers
on the floor, though? Mine, Pascal,
and Lamar Odom. They're getting rid of them, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's not a good trade. You lose all your length, man.
You're getting Dwight Howard, and then you have, you have Shannon Brown, probably at the small forward. And what
Shannon Brown plays shooting guard. Shannon Brown can't play small forward.
What's the other dude that...
It's not a good trade. It's not a good trade for the Lakers. I mean, I understand why they would do it. Because, you know, you surround Kobe with a couple of better players. But that length, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Artest, who don't know what the fuck he want to do game by game. Mr. Meta All-World Peace and change the game.
My boy,
man, Artest, crazy
low. I like Artest.
I just don't think it'll work. But look, we got LaFond on the show with us, y'all.
Definitely gonna be interesting, man. Especially with the trade deadline, you know, the trades coming up here, man. And then with the short season, that's gonna be tired, man. You got some teams playing 5-6 games in a row, so definitely be watching on the NBA too for games every night, 6-7 days in a row, 2 or 3 games on television. Be checking that shit out. NBA is back, y'all.
Great Christmas games, too.
That's what's up. That's what's
Christmas
up.
Schedule.
All right. Your gifts, eat whatever you're going to eat, fall asleep, wake up, you're still going to be watching the motherfucking game. So glad to see the NBA is back up in this motherfucking, man. You
yes,
know,
sir.
Great discussion amongst niggas, you know what I mean? Because niggas love basketball. Shit, so definitely glad to have that shit back, man. College football, man. Got number one and number two, man, from the same conference going for the national championship. LSU beat the shit out of Georgia for the SEC championship. So they're going to be playing Alabama, number two.
Roll Tide.
Championship.
Roll Tide.
Can you get a better game than the goddamn Wisconsin and Michigan State game, though?
Goddamn, that's a good game, though, man. Wisconsin.
That's the best game of the season. I'm sorry.
Michigan State for the Big Ten title, man. Good damn game. It was exciting.
It should have been Michigan, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know how this shit work. To me, I think motherfuckers should have a playoff. I think it should be a 16-team playoff, man, because this bowl shit just don't work for me. I like watching bowls, but bowl shit don't tell the true champion. You know? So, you know.
True that.
Yeah, you know, motherfuckers play bowls to get money, man. And shout out to, just like I said, shout out to the Houston Cougars. The motherfuckers could have went 12-0, been in the BCS, but the motherfuckers lost one game and they lost $13 million.
$13 million.
$13 million, motherfucking dollars. So, you know,
but that's just for the school, though. The players don't get none of that, right?
No, we don't get none of that, but we get books. We get free food, and we get a dorm room.
And an education.
That's
and
fucked up.
I get that in the education.
That's fucked up, dude. And I see why players. And I see why players take money from boosters.
Right, and you
can't live like that.
And you get to bang a whole lot of white women.
But that's just
Wick's
opinion. Sincerely, do not believe in taking money from boosters. Let me say that out, you know, that's just weak
support. Father, fuck you, man. Your possum face.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Shit, yeah, we here in the city believe in taking whatever you going to give us.
They out there.
Hey, college basketball top 20, man, number one team. Y'all know UK beat the shit out of North Carolina, man. So UK going to be playing Indiana this weekend, man. So they making a big thing about, man. But,
hey, Indiana going to win. Indiana's
all
my Indiana teams.
Wow. Indiana's going to beat UK.
Yep.
Wow.
I said it first.
I heard you, nigga. You did say it first. You might be the only nigga that say that shit, though.
I said it first. Wick said it first. You heard it.
All right. Watch out, man, for this game this weekend, KU versus IU, man. So it's going to be real interesting, man. You know, I'm just trying to get up in here with Cass and Father Time, man, and do this shit, man. So hopefully we'll be doing sports show every weekend, man. Just give a little tidbits and talk a little shit about people in the sports world, things that's going on in the sports world, man. So shout out to Cass, my nigga Father Time, man, for putting that shit down. Sports Report, my nigga Breeze, which is me. We'll be in this motherfucker every Tuesday, so holler back at you, nigga.
That's what's up. My man Breeze. Thanks for that sports moment, man. Loving it.
Check
this out, man. We got some people on the air. Oh, we got my boy on here. Hey, Bob, what's happening?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, you, man. What's the word?
No, y'all tell me, man. I see y'all over there holding it down.
Oh, man, you know we have to get our little sports moment in, you know, with the fellas. You know how that go.
Right.
So, what's
up,
what's
going
on for you?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, what's up, man? What's going on for you?
Well, everything cool right now, man. I got some new projects in the works, man. So, basically, just trying to stay focused, you know?
Okay, man. Give me a little feel. What's the title of the album that's coming out, man?
Well, I'm working on an album. It's called The Veteran. You know what I mean? But that's like my Dr. Dre detox. You know what I'm saying? I had a release date for it, but I pushed it back because I, you know, recorded a few more songs I was feeling. You know, I'm just playing a puzzle with it right now. That's my baby.
Like 5 years old, my nigga.
Right. I can't. You break it up. What'd you say now?
I say. Don't say the Detox album, man, because we've been waiting on that since, like, 25.
Exactly.
We've been waiting on that Detox album since 100 miles and running, man.
Well, I ain't going to have it out that long, you know what I mean? I'm thinking something like, to be honest with you, I'm really trying to put together this big promotional and marketing plan for 12, you know what I mean? The early part of next year, you know, I got a bunch of videos I got on deck, a bunch of new music, you know what I'm saying? So as the year end out, you know, I'm just finishing up little small projects, but I got big things working around February, March. That's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up, man, that's what's up. I didn't heard your name all around. I heard your name, and by the fact, I know she on here, LaFonda.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? You've been hollering napalm, and I got to tell you, dog, she one of your biggest supporters. She been hollering napalm.
No, man, that's what's up, man. I need more. It's like her. Maybe I get somewhere.
Oh, man, I mean,
you.
Shit.
The first song I heard them was Far Away. That was, like, one of my favorite songs with Sandy Red.
That is, like, my favorite song to date. I really enjoy working with Sandy Red. That's my girl. Shout out to Sandy Red and everybody over there at her camp. You know, I feel like she's she is the hottest vocal in the Midwest right now. Yeah, people better get in tune with her, for real.
Okay. Well, check this out, Napalm. Let me ask you, man. I'm going to ask you like we ask all the rappers to come out the Midwest.
Okay.
How do you feel about what state the Midwest rap thing is in right now? I mean, because, you know, we got a lot of people out there doing their thing. We got a lot of people having animosity with each other. I mean, how do you feel the state of Midwest rapping is going right now?
You know, the crazy thing is, I feel like this. I feel like the Midwest really needs to get the ingredients that the South and everybody else, you know, took part in. The light is really on us right now, man. You know what I mean? And
if it don't take a lot of artists that's really serious about that to understand that, start really coming together, then we're going to lose our opportunity. I think that, you know, things like the Chicago United Project that I was part of, shout out to Breezy Entertainment and everybody that helped put that together, that was a good look for Chicago. That was a good look for Midwest, you know what I mean, especially coming from our element. Everybody feel like we hate on each other, woo out the fam. So that was good to see artists from that genre and, you know, that area just come together and make something positive. If we get more of that, you know what I mean, I do believe that we really are forced to be reckoned with. People just don't understand. But, you know, we got knuckleheads that don't want to look at it like that. You know, it's everybody for self. So, you know, right now I don't live in Chicago no more. I moved out of state. And, you know, I'm pursuing my dream still. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like that the opportunities will really pose themselves the way they need to there. I hate to say that you have to move around, but you really do. If you're really serious about that, you're not going to pop in Chicago. So,
That's been the hold on the Midwest for years, man. It's just like we can't establish ourselves as far as being in the Midwest. You know, like if you go down south, man, they playing local cats on the radio stations. Like, you know, if Napalm had a hit, you know, or not even, they got to be like a major hit, but a local hit, they going to play it. So they going to support their artists, just like they do out in the East, just like they do in the West. But, you know, you only find kind of like one market that'll basically do that here. Probably like in Chicago, they might play some local artists, but they don't play them to the point to where they want to blow them up, you know.
Exactly.
You go to all these other places, man, they blowing their artists up, man. So I understand what you're saying as far as like, well, we need to come together as far as in the Midwest, man, just support, you know, support these artists. It's definitely for these radio stations, you know, they need to come in here and support these artists, man. So we can put these talented brothers out here in the Midwest, man, because there's some talented niggas out in the Midwest, man.
Man, I
agree. That's why we said it. If I ain't said it once, we ain't said it 1,000 times. Look, Lil Wayne don't need us to play that music. Lil Wayne don't need me to play his song. He gonna get enough spins already. So for now, what I want to do, what me and Father Time set out to do, we trying to get this Midwest thing blowing up to motherfuckers like, hey, listen, hey, tone in the Sin City, because, hey, they have the hottest people from the Midwest on the show.
Right? Yeah. At the end of the day, what it's going to take is for people that's in key positions to really come bump heads and really take over the conglomerate that we got here. You know what I mean? There's too many big heads that's in the circle. Everybody want to be the bigger man. Like, I put a status up earlier, you know, a lot of artists feel like they need a cosign from a big name artist or something. Just because this artist over here doing what he do. Now, if you hold him down, that's one thing, but for you to be on his nutsack like that, all you're doing is falling victim and falling in the shadow of him. Because at the end of the day, what he doing, you could do. All you do, all you gotta do is focus and do it. You know what I'm saying?
True. I agree with you 110. I mean, because my whole thing is, like I say, man, when we get out here, I mean, it's like, me personally, I'm going to tell you right now, I got that old school grind family bumping in my car right now. You know what I'm saying? I play that Midwest music. I listen to it.
You know what I'm saying?
Bottom line, I fuck with it.
That's what's up.
So do I, man. I tell you what. Let's go into a song from a cat from the Midwest. This song called Thirsty. And it's our single rope. He's from the Midwest.
Hey! It's ball game, baby! Hey! Good tune in, motherfucker, man. Single rope, what's happening? Hey! Hey, man, she thirsty!
Day. Good head on their shoulders, I'm talking all and all came. I'm paparazzi with them pics, I'm taking all the fame. Pushed up in the air, we call her Mary Jane. Plus I'm young with the money, shout out to Wayne.
Beautiful booty music all night, you know. They want to see the girls stick their ass and, you know, out here towards D.C., they playing go-go. So when I introduced them to Hardy music, it's like, you know, this is something different. You know, let's check this out. And they checked it out. They loved it, man. They accepted it, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Shit, keep grinding on that shit, man. They can't do nothing but get positive. Get positive from it, man. As long as you keep on your hustle, keep you grinding, getting that music out there, man. It's going to be the motherfuckers that's going to love it, you know.
Like I told them, you either like it or you're going to love it.
Shit, Midwest everywhere, man.
We infiltrated New Jersey now. We're in the Jersey States now. Waylo got him down there, Bobby. Got him popped in that heart.
It got you, man. I made a status, man. I was like, if you're going to stay local, you're going to be local for the rest of your life, man. You got to move around.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Like I say, once we hit that mainstream, or once we hit that Howard Stern money, hey, like I say, we gonna come back and we gonna swoop everybody.
Oh, you know it already. You can't ever forget the people that gave you know your start. People that's been fucking with you from day one.
That's what's up. Tommy, what's good, man? You got anything you wanna add?
I got a question for everybody. What do you guys tell a Yonkers, man, that want to get into the business, man? You tell them to stay out? Because, I mean, I know it's got to be a cutthroat business because, I mean, you got 1,000 people that wants to rap, but you got maybe 3 or 4 that actually makes it. You know what I mean?
Do you discourage them? Do you tell them
to keep going, to keep hustling? What do you do?
I tell cats, man, like, you know, trying to get into that rap game or get into the music business, period. You know, it's a grind. But the thing about it is don't let the music consume you. You got to be part business, part music. A lot of people fall into the realm like, as long as I got music, I'm good. You know, but nobody thinks about, I'm telling cats, get your copyright, get your ass kept. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make sure that you got all that stuff covered, man. So if something happened, you know, as far as somebody trying to get your music, you know, you got all your bases covered, man. Because really, in music business, period, it's 10% show, 90% business. If you ain't handling your business right, you ain't got your ducks in line, you know, if you ain't got all your shit in order, man, you can easily fall by the wayside, you know. So I just try to encourage cats, man, do your music, keep your music fresh, but also handle your business, too. And that's a big thing as far as getting in that game, man.
Right. Okay, that's what's up. Hey, do we have a boy Napalm on here still?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm still in the building, man.
All right, Napalm, I mean, let me ask you. Are you signed to a label or are you doing your own or are you doing your own thing?
Well, right now I got my own little independent thing that I'm trying to get off the ground. It's called AMC Music, AMC Music Group, LLC. I got a couple of artists that I'm working with, one by the name of Jane Doe and another group of guys called 57 Infantry. And
I asked Waylo this. I'm going to ask you. I mean, when it comes down to y'all doing y'all own record label, is it that much harder or that much easier?
I would say it's that much harder. But anything that's working for, you know what I mean, you go for it. So, I mean, it's going to be hard because at the end of the day, you know, independent means that you're basically going to fund everything. But, you know, if you do everything right, the payout will be, you know, great as opposed to you being signed to a label and they just sticking you on the shelf. I'd rather have the money than the fame. You know, don't put me everywhere and I'm broke as hell. You know what I mean? I want to get paid, but I want to get paid for what I do. I want to own everything. So that's why I went the independent route.
So in other words, you want to, in other words, what you're saying is that you rather be your own boss than whether you sign to a label, they more or less talk to you like,
hey bitch, come here, got your motherfucking man, come here.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna try to be playing your bitch, though. You know
what I'm saying? That's what I'm just saying, man.
I got a question for you, Napalm.
Okay.
As far as, like, you know, you having your own thing, you know, don't you think, like, you know, you having your independent label, if you moving, you know, if you moving units, they gonna come look for you, right?
Exactly.
You know, they see you out there grinding, and you got your numbers, and you sound like, you know, you want to handle your business. You know,
uh-huh.
They go out there and be like, okay, Napalm, I see Napalm record label. He moving this many units. You know what I mean? Instead of you trying to go to them, they're going to come look for you because you already moving.
And that's basically what we need to do as artists, because you already know they ain't handing out deals like that no more. You got to get out here and get it. You know what I'm saying? If you really want it, then you got to get out here and get it. And one way is to just go and get these streets and create that buzz. Me, myself, I mean, I got a small internet buzz, but my buzz really comes from the street, because I am that dude that you're going to see in the street. You know, people know me because I'm out there. I'm with the CDs, the DVDs. Sometimes I sell them. Sometimes I give them away. But I'm going to build my repertoire out there. I want to be in tune with the people that's fucking with me. You know what I mean? I talk to dude, man. He's serious about what he's trying to do. I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. All right, like I say, man, I'm feeling this whole Midwest vibe thing. Like I say, man, one thing we want to do here at Sin City is make sure that we get everybody. I mean, like I said, we want this just to blow the fuck up, man. I want to be able to say that, hey, go archive this show, man. And you know what I'm saying? Napalm was on our show. You know what I'm saying? Napalm picked it with us. You know what I'm saying? We had Waylo on the show. We had Waylo on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like at any moment, somebody gonna kick the door down. And hey, I'm hoping that it's one of you brothers from the Midwest. And hey, I hope it's one of y'all to just do it, man. Do it big. And like I said, me and my man Father Time, all we want is cameos in the videos. That's all.
Oh, man, you can get that. That's a gift. I think that if we had more people doing what y'all doing, especially in the Midwest, then we probably already be there. You know what I mean? People take people serious when they see a structure. You know, and the structure got to start with, you know, the DJs and everybody else that played a part, all these promoters. They steady booking the same people. That's one thing that just really got under my skin. It's like, it's all this talent out here, but, you know, every time you go to a venue, you see the same lineup, the same people, the same. It's like, man, what are y'all doing? Y'all grouping up in circles, and y'all going to stay over here, and y'all know I fuck with this talent over here? That's all.
No, they
want
to keep their money to themselves. Like, seriously, they want to keep their money in their circle. If their money ain't coming in their circle, they ain't trying to book nobody that somebody else want to hear. Because you could say, okay, I want to hear this person. They could be like, is he hot? To me, he hot. If I listen to him, if he bumping in my car on a regular basis, and I got my friends listening to him, he hot.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
You got to give people opportunity, man, because you never know, you know, like she's saying, I like them. Personally, I like whoever artist they playing in the car. I want to see them artists, you know.
Right.
I just don't want to hear them. I want to see them. And you know, that's the thing. When you see them live, it's a different type of feeling you get. You know, then you getting off the CD, because I'm sorry, I don't know your name, baby, but I bet if you saw whoever you heard live, you would even appreciate him more, wouldn't you?
I have seen him live. I've seen Napalm live. I went to his show.
Man,
he a
motherfucker. He ain't seen live. He a motherfucker. Man, this is the biggest Midwest rap groupie I've ever met in my life. No.
And that's what people
I'm just joking.
There's a difference. People be having to check it out. It's like you always on somebody's balls. Trust me, honey. I bump them in my car and everything. I can tell you any and every song I know.
Man, that's what's up, man. See, if we had more supporters like this right there, dude, I mean, it's no limit to the successes that we can reach. You know what I mean? But a lot of people, they choose to fall back. They don't want to let a motherfucker know. I know people personally, I know fuck with me, but they don't fuck with me if I know they fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? I done caught them riding down the street playing my music, but then when you see me in the show, you want to act like you don't know who I am. Okay, that's what's up, brother. How you doing?
As long as you know, though, they still fucking with you, though.
Exactly.
They still fucking
that's
with you.
Right. You know what I mean?
I'm out here to make the music. If you like it, hey, that's what it is. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to continue to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's where you come in, man. You got to have that plan. The motherfuckers that don't want to listen to your shit, you got to find a way for the motherfuckers to listen to it.
Right.
I know a cat, I'm standing outside of Family Dollar in Tri-City, and dude wouldn't buy a CD from me. I was like, man, give me a dollar, bro. I don't care what you got. Just give me a dollar. You can have a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Give me a dollar for it.
Now, you know what, man? Now, I understand that, and that's why I say to do that, man, y'all got to be dedicated, because I'm going to tell you, a motherfucker say something out the way to me, I'm going to be pretty much like...
Okay.
But check it out. This is how I flipped it on, though. I'm standing next to the bootleg man, right? I hand the bootleg man 5 CDs. I was like, hey, get that dude one. He bought $20 worth of bootleg movies, but he wouldn't buy a CD, and I'm standing right next to the bootleg man. So I slid him a CD. As soon as he got in the car, he put it in, and he bobbed his head.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a wild moment.
I don't care
like
if you don't buy the music. If you don't buy the music, I'm going to make sure you're listening to it. I don't care if the bootleg man got 23 copies. He's going to give you one.
Hey, that was a real gorilla ass move though. That was a gorilla tactic ass move. It should slide that motherfucker in there. That shit was smooth as motherfucker.
Sir.
Hell yeah, that's how you get your shit out there, man, by any means, you know.
Hey, I tell you right now, there's 3 bootleg mans in Gary right now that got at least 15 copies of all of my artist CDs. You buy so many movies from him, he gonna slide you a CD.
Y'all hearing that, if y'all out there hearing that Sin City Radio, go get them motherfuckers. Go get them. Go get them, niggas. While you're getting the movie, pick up one of the motherfucking CDs and put that motherfucker in. That's what we're talking about, man. It's all about the most, man. It's all about getting these artists out here.
Hey,
man, like I said, I know it's a hustle. So, shit, man, keep doing that shit.
It's a hustle all day, man, every day. Like these DJs up here, you got to damn near pull their damn teeth out to spin your damn record up here in New Jersey and New York. But
I can imagine. You walking up, hey, man, you know, I got this CD I want to bump for you, and he looking at you with that look on his face like...
Exactly. He looking at you like, man, this shit better not be whack. But as soon as you put it on, everybody bouncing around the club. You could have put this on 10 minutes ago. We could have avoided all this confrontation.
Right, exactly. Hey, but check it out, doesn't the DJ play a huge part in getting the artist out there?
Fuck yeah. DJs is a gateway to the industry, period. Every DJ in the club, they play on what's hot and what everybody want to hear. So if the DJ is playing your music, you just reached out to the 200, 300 people that's in their club. So now you walking around, hey, did you hear that song that was just played on the speakers? You know, like, yeah. I'm like, you think that shit was hot? Like, yeah. Why don't you purchase this CD, show some support. Go to this website, get the free downloads from everything else that we done did. See what else we done did.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question then. Why is it so hard to get the DJ to play the damn music?
Because
he wants the bread.
They like bread. Sometimes I give them a CD. It'll be a $20 bill in that motherfucker, $50 bill. No, tell them whatever I got to do.
Hey, you know what? One thing somebody told me, and this was an actual DJ that told me this. He was like, hey, when you come slide us this music, slide it to us in a... one of them little zip drives or whatever, you know, like a flash drive or something.
Hey, you know what? I went to what is that? Fry's. You ever heard of Fry's Electronics?
Yeah.
Every artist that's listening to this shit right now, you want to come to a DJ real proper, or a motherfucker that's in the industry real proper, don't have that dude on CD. That CD is too bulky.
Right.
Get that dude a flash drive.
Right.
Go to Fry's Electronics. You can buy about 50 flash drives for about $200.
Oh, yeah. That's a lick.
clean
see,
up.
That's telling you, that's showing you how the game is changing. The game don't stay the same. You know, the days of go to the record label and I got my CD, man, that's way as
because you think about it. Think about it. If I give you a CD in the club, 9 times out of 10, you might forget it at the table. You're going to sit it in your back pocket. You're going to sit on it and crack it. You ain't going to be pissed off because you ain't got the CD no more. Give them a flash drive. If you give me a flash drive, I'm going to be like, damn, I can use this flash drive later.
Exactly.
9 times out of 10, you're going to take what's on that flash drive and put it on your computer.
Right.
You're
going
to have to go through it and see what's on the flash drive.
Exactly.
Right, man, hold on, man.
You got a pulley.
So, in other words, you don't want to be like Hustle the Flow with Skinny Mike. He ain't put your tape in the motherfucker in the toilet. Come on, Skinny Mike. Say, Mike,
you touch my shit down the toilet, I'm going in your pocket.
All right, way low. Talk to me about your man, T-Guns.
Tommy Guns, welcome home, Tommy Guns. Just got out the pen, you know what I mean? You know, had a good little step for a little while. He back home, back in the lab, working everything, you know what I mean? Shit. As soon as he got out, man, he was on his shit. That boy got about 8 songs done already. You know, just waiting his turn.
Now, talk to me about Married to the Game. I saw the video, man. I like the cut. I like the cut, man.
Hey, filmed by yours truly, you know what I mean? That was my first video that I ever did. Married to the Game, filled in a G, you know, filled on Guthrie Street. Just talk about everybody want to hear about it, you know what I mean?
That's cool. All right, check it out. I'm going to play the song, man. I'm going to play the song. I like the song. I like the video, too. Especially the part on the roof. That was a good angle. I liked it.
That little ass nigga climbed up on an RV, fam. Jumped up on the rooftop, pulled his little bony ass up there and got up there and started dancing around. That dude
was
woke.
Hey, yo. Unfortunately, I am on the clock on the truck, man, so I'm going to get up out of here. But I want to send a quick shout-out to Queen City Radio for holding niggas down the way they do. Shout-out to Fonda for holding me down. What's going on, baby? AMC Music. And shout out to that model, Cartier Kitten, man. That's my people. She's nice. Y'all need to check her out, man. She's doing some big things out the Midwest.
That's what's up, man. All right, man. Hey, hit us with that music, man. We want to be the first one playing that shit, dog.
Oh, yeah. I got a new joint, man, featuring Young Blaze, man. I'm going to release it to you. I wanted to send it to you today, but I'm still out here working, so I wasn't able to get it to you. But best believe you will have it in there for the next show. You need?
That's what's up.
All
right, man. Y'all feel easy, man. I appreciate the call, brother. Yeah. Hey, Cass, Father Time. We reaching out, baby. Cass, Father Time. What's up, Waylo? Hey, this Breeze, man. I just wanted to just give a shout-out, man. Cass and Father Time, man. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing with Sin City Radio again. Just, you know, like I said, meeting new artists, Waylo, Napalm, you know. Just open, you know, opening my ears, man, to different kind of artists, man. So I'm about to go smoke this D. I'm gonna get at y'all niggas. But definitely Sin City every day, all motherfucking day, 24/7. Get at your boy Breeze, Sports Radio. Be back to you on Tuesday, my niggas. Got love for y'all niggas,
what's
man.
Up.
For sure,
all
right, bro.
All
right,
my niggas.
What's up?
Peace, baby. All right, let me get into this song, man. My computer kind of jagging up, man. See if we can get the song to play.
Oh, my God.
I can't get it to play. Refresh your screen, man, and see if it'll play on your end.
Oh, man. Shit. Okay,
well,
that means,
this is a nice song, man. Love this song. How old is that kid, man?
Who, Guns?
Yeah.
Shit, Guns is 24.
Yeah, young dude got skills, man.
Yeah, he a young pup. You know, he a little hard-headed ass nigga, too, though. Trying to keep him out of trouble.
Okay. All right, well, since this one's kind of, I really want to play this song, man.
Who is T-Guns?
Yeah, T-Guns.
I don't know if it's downloaded, there, brother.
All right. Go on with the show, man. I'll be back.
Okay, well, anyway, while he's doing his technical difficulties. Waylo, I mean, I see you down there in Jersey. And, man, well, I mean, is it cold down there? Shit.
Hell no. Nah. It was 60 degrees earlier today. It's raining right now, but it's supposed to be like shit in the...
Here we go, Waylo.
I'm coming with atomic, cause nigga, I'm good, and you must be a comic. You think it's been talking about guns, nigga, comments, but when you in my face, throw the mouth, stop running. I make niggas stay up in their house, they punish, cause niggas ain't chickens, they hen, corners. Scary, oh Larry, results made vary. Oh Larry, I'm a part of big crime, tight Harry. Shot a nigga to ferret, well come in a hurry. I tell your whole grill like jury. I'm clear like a motherfucking trail. You better pick your jury on some shit if I go be bad telling. You push this big old kid, I ride pellets. My niggas ride banks, we all fucking bellies. Bitch, I've been married to the game. Kelly, you Derwin ass niggas ain't ready. Yeah, them bitches I've been married to the game.
I understand your pain.
whatever. I don't get down like that. All right, wait a minute. I got another joint for you, man. Talk to me about Change Gonna Come, man. What's up with that track?
Change Gonna Come, that's my boy Hardy. I filmed that video, too. That was, like, my third video that I filmed. You know, Change Gonna Come. Speak for itself. Talk about real shit. You know, his life experiences. Talking about these females, you know, drugs, sex, money. Same thing, you know what I mean? Not the typical drug, sex, money, and chicks, you know what I mean? But it's the way that he puts things.
Now, all your artists from Gear?
Hammond. T-Guns is from East Chicago. Hardy's from Hammond. We just signed another artist, Act Right. He's from Hammond also.
Okay. So
and Lady Queen from Hammond, too.
So
okay,
the video
for y'all
is going to... Go ahead, man.
Before y'all, before you put the song on, I just want to ask, like, Rick Gill, I know he's from Hammond. Have y'all ever did it, tried to reach out to him, like, try to do some work with him? Like, you got, what, Soup, Rick Gill, you know, like, some older cats that's coming out, that came out of Hammond, probably like the Grand family.
You know what, real talk, bro, I fucks with Soup. You know, we ain't never did no business together, but I like to do some business with Soup. You know, back in the day, Rick Gill, he started, you know, he got his fan base together, and, you know, to me personally, it seemed like he didn't want to fuck with certain cats unless, you know, you was breaking bread with them, which was respectable. But in order to get in the gang, I ain't saying to open the door and let us walk right in. You know, but show us how to get in that door, know what I mean? So it was like he wasn't fucking with certain people wasn't fucking with him, know what I mean? But I fucks with Rick Gill, and, you know, we tried to holler at him a little bit ago, see what we could do. You know, let him open up a show for us or something like that. I wouldn't mind working with him. It's ins and outs. You know, everybody got their egos. Everybody feel a certain kind of way about somebody, but... And at the end of the day, you got to put that shit aside because everybody out for one main goal. You know, that's their green paper.
Exactly. Now, that's what's up.
You got anything else before I play the track, man?
Play the goddamn song, man.
I tried to play it earlier.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
All right, y'all. Change is gonna come about Hardy. From Who's Your Boy Entertainment.
Off in the west, shout out my nigga Ace Boogie. When I met off in the west side of Atlanta, you can take a to the football games with a blue and red bandana, Jabos and some sea lions, way before the Levi's. She had them some capris when we was young and called them knee-high. Never seen the sea lions. My uncle had the snow on my summer vacay, so pounds below, right up by the dough. I used to train his pitch, he made me train my waves, man, I thought I was the shit. Riding in his lack, and I got my own 23, young nigga, but you gotta know I'm grown. Trying to get it on my own, but going through these obstacles. God ambitious, so know anything is possible. Blowing on the optimal, Philly always push her. She seen me at the club, now she wanna take a picture. Pictures turn to digits, digits turn to dates, and dates turn to fucking, pray to God she ain't late. Cause I don't need a baby, and I don't need her, I just need my niggas, let us get what we deserve. Give me my money, give me my respect, motherfucker job and a petty ass check. I need all cash, stack it up fast, a nigga still rippy when I'm sitting on my lap. Hard to all these hoes.
There we go. Change is going to come by Hardy from Hoosie Boy Entertainment.
Yep.
Let me ask you a quick question, dog. Now, a lot of people always say, you know, a lot of artists we have on the show, you know, as far as, you know, they're all independent and so forth. But don't you need the record company behind you? As far as, like, distribution go, you know what I'm saying?
I can't stress enough how much a team, T-A-M-E, to stand up behind you as an independent artist is needed in this industry, because you can't do everything yourself. You can't be out in the street selling CDs and at the same time making CDs, stamping them with the labels and packaging, booking your own shows at the same time. You can't be at the DJ booth and passing out CDs and T-shirts at the same time. You need somebody else with you on your side to do this shit. And if you try to fund this project that you, you know, trying to get out there by yourself, you ain't going to never get it done. You ain't got no job. You out there hustling. It's going to take you a couple of days to get X amount of dollars to put out 500 CDs. Yeah, it ain't going to never happen. You got a team behind you. You got different sources of income to help you put out that project.
So
you got somebody
in your
else.
Opinion, so in your opinion, you need the record label behind you.
Yeah, you need a label behind you, bro. I mean, shouts out to the people that do it by themselves. You know, I don't knock nobody for trying to do something by themselves, but at the end of the day, they might sit sit in their bed like, damn, I wish I had somebody else passing this shit out. Or, damn, I wish I had that extra $100 to get these CDs so I can put my shit on wax. Being the president of my own company, like I said, it's like having kids. Now, I mean, to an extent. You got to make sure they straight, make sure they got everything they need, make sure they release datas when they're going to release it, make sure they have the show on time, set up different shows for them.
Oh, see, that's too much goddamn work.
Exactly. That's why you need a team.
Right. I feel you. Goddamn, man. I got to sit there and make sure you got your ass here, you dressed. I might as well take a belt to your ass in a minute.
Trust me, we do tell them when they have an order, man.
I mean, goddamn, I got to make sure you hear. I got I mean, and I understand that all comes with you being the president of the label, so you do got to fund those things. You do got to make sure all that shit is taken care of. But God damn.
I mean,
it ain't like
motherfucker, man. It ain't like we treat them like little kids, I mean, but, you know, they grown as adults. But 9 times out of 10, these grown ass adults need some guidance, too, I mean. Hell, I need guidance on some of the shit that I got to do.
Well, I hear you, man. That's a lot of work, man. Now, let me ask you a question. Oh, go ahead, man. You got something?
Go ahead, brother. I'll just go say I see. You know what, man? Man, this dude did not get along today.
Go ahead, man.
You still pause. You know what? Talk, man. Go on talk. I was just going to say, if everybody that was listening might want to chime in, go hit the one button. That's all, brother. God damn. You
know,
my motherfucking nerves. Shit.
All right, Luke. Luke Walton.
Okay.
What do you do when what happens when the artist don't show for a show?
Shit, there ain't no not showing for the
recognize
show.
Recognize the G and me.
Shit, if an artist don't show for a show, shit, you better be in a hospital somewhere.
But I'm saying, is the booker giving the money back for that particular artist?
What you say?
I say, does the person that booked the show, is are they giving their money back for that particular artist not showing?
Yeah. Or you just call it one. That's an L. 9 times out of 10, most of these people, you got to pay them to perform at this set. It's depending on if you're throwing a show or not. 9 times out of 10, we throwing our own show. So all our artists, they going to be there. But if we at somewhere where our artists don't show up, something wrong.
Because, see, now, the reason I ask you that, I went to go see DMX a couple of years back. The motherfucker didn't show up, but I didn't get my money back. You know what I mean?
Should have went to that ticket booth and raised hell. Shit, you paid for a venue.
Well, I mean, everybody else showed up. He just didn't show up.
But
and I'm just wondering, you know, what's the ramifications? What happens when artists don't show?
When an artist don't show, they lose their cut of the money.
Okay.
Same fast as like DMX didn't show up. They probably paid DMX about 45 to 5 racks to show up at this thing. That's 4,500 to 5 racks that he missed out on because he was lazy and couldn't take his ass to the show.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
I thought it was kind of foul, man. I mean, I watched E for like an hour. I like you, but come on now. I came to see DMX. Where X at?
Shit, fuck what you talking about. I want to see E.
He didn't even have the show, long as he did. What about me? Come on, DMX was the headliner. Everybody paid their money to see DMX.
Not me. I would have came to see Eve.
I mean, long as you get to see most contracts, when they do these shows, they got these contracts. And the public don't get to see them, but if more than 2 performers perform, then ain't no refunds.
Really?
You got to look at the tickets, too. The tickets say no refunds. What them damn things say? No ticket, no refunds, or some other shit on a small print on them tickets.
Yeah, but that's bogus to the fan, though.
But now, a lot of times, like, I done been to places, I done been to shows where they tell you that such and such is not here. He won't be here. Now, if you want to leave and get your money back, you can go to the door. Now, once they say that and you don't leave, you wait till the show halfway over and be like, man, fuck it. I want my money. Now, a lot of times it's too late. But I've been to shows where somebody didn't show up and they was like, well, if you want your money back, you know, you can get up and leave and get your money. Or you can stay and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, you got to get up and leave right when they say that. Because
you got to get up as soon as they say that.
Yeah, you got to get the fuck up and get out of there once they say that. But once that performer hit that stage and your ass still in that seat, that's over with.
Man, you got to stay. I mean, you ain't got to stay, but you ain't getting your money back.
Yeah, you ain't getting a refund.
Shit. I ain't getting no refund, man, but I was going to tear that motherfucker up, man.
I'm trying to tell you, I did that a couple of times. You know, they say they have these little parties where they say Lil Wayne going to be there, and they say it might be a performance. He ain't got to perform. They paid him to do a walkthrough. They paid him about $8,000 to show his face. He going to get back in his limo and go right back to the airport and go right back to where he came from. And
I
he
wish
did,
he would.
He did, at Adriana's. Remember when Lil Wayne was supposed to be at Adriana's? And he was at the
at that New Year's Eve party or something. Wasn't it the New Year's Eve party or something he was supposed to be at?
Yep.
He didn't show?
No, he didn't show. He was at the BET Awards. How he going to show up there?
I guess BET paid him more money.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Man, I wish I would have. I'd have paid me $50. Then I probably got on gym shoes, so I got to pay that extra. So I done paid like $80 to get in, and this motherfucker done walked his ass through here and walked back out.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
And that's what I'd be yelling at his ass, right? He walking out the door. Oh, fuck you, man.
It's all about contracts and money, bro. New contracts and the fine lines kill an artist nowadays.
Man, I'll be standing right there. I'm going to tell you, I'll be standing right there. When he walked in and he walked out, I'll be right there at that motherfucking pay window.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Money. I'm not leaving this motherfucker until I get my motherfucking money back.
Right. Yeah, right. Fuck that. All right, now wait up. Let me ask you a question, man. Mitch, all right, let's say I'm a 22-year-old young dude. I got some skills on the mic. You know what I'm saying? I hear about your label. I come to you, and I'm like, how can I get down with your label? What is your response?
Shit, where your music at?
You got the music. You got the music in hand.
I got the music already. I got the music in hand. I get the music, tell you to come through to the studio. Let me see what you're working with. Everybody that got some hot music on wax ain't a good artist. What I mean by a good artist is not because your music dope. Your work ethic might suck. So you might put some hot shit on wax. You might lay a hot 16, but is you going to show up to the studio to lay another hot 16? It's just like our new artist now that we about to sign. His name is Ackwright. He on a trial basis right now. We want to check out his grind. He's serious about it. This dude got a duffel bag with at least 60 notebooks in it full of rhymes. So I know he's serious about his rhymes, you know, about doing music. But, you know, do you come to work every day to work? Are you serious about it? Give me a reason why I should invest my money into you. Hell, I can go buy my daughter a pair of clothes and spend my money on, you know, putting out a project on you.
All right, now let me ask you something, man. All right, he said, old boy, 22. All right, I'm a 38-year-old artist. This is my first time. I didn't wrote a couple of songs before, but now I come to you and say, all right, I want to be down on your record label. Do you sign me?
Like I said, I got to see what you're working with first.
I
don't discriminate on nobody's age. And my grandfather told me that a long time ago. Never discriminate on nobody's age. I come out that 38-year-old man's mouth.
All right, now, who's more marketable? This 38-year-old or that 22-year-old?
The 22-year-old. Because that 22-year-old still got some years on this, still got some years to grow. The 38-year-old, he's more seasoned, true, but how much longer in the game does he got to go?
My Lil Wayne's been turned great. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm shaving my head. I ain't shaving my head to be fashionable. I'm shaving my head because it's great. You know what I'm saying? I'm using just for men. I mean, I'm just stating. Because you know what, man?
Do you come in the game to make a quick million, or do you are you in the game to make some millions?
I'm just here. I mean, now my street cred run.
You might wake up in the morning and decide that you might not want to rap no more. Your Viagra ain't working no more. And
I want to go back to my 401k plan.
Yeah. So I'm saying all this,
and I know I already know the Father Time. He said I'm a little. I shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I mean, because you just got some motherfuckers out there that just don't know when to hang it up. You know what I'm saying? I got motherfuckers that I know that I went to school with, I'm gonna tell you, I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm 38 years old. I'm 38. Granted, hip hop is our culture. Hip hop is our culture. I understand that. I'm not tripping on that. I'm gonna love hip hop to the day I die, cause that's what I was brought up on. You know, but I mean, I just can't see me saying, "Well, I'm finna grab the mic and I want to be a rapper." Or the fact that I'm 38 and I'm still. I mean, my thing is this: you could be in the game. You could be in the game at 38, but at this point, I figure like, okay, if it ain't happening for you, at least be in the game from a business standpoint. Don't be the motherfucker that's just sitting there. And you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put out this new single, man. I hope Lil Wayne right there. I'm going to Adriana's because Lil Wayne coming, so I can try to get him my motherfucking mixtape. Huh?
My honest opinion, if you're 38 years old and you still hot and you can lay some hot shit on wax, put out a CD. Don't rock no shows. Be that dude that the little dude look up to, I mean, because these little dudes, they need somebody to guide them through this hip-hop shit. Like me, myself,
okay.
I listen to any kind of music that you can think of, except for country. I don't fuck with country, but I fuck with any kind of music that you can think of. And Hardy, most of his shit, like that song that The Change Gonna Come, that's, if you listen to it, we had a dude make that beat off of Prince. That's a song off of Prince. And, like, if you listen to his album, he got some Jimi Hendrix in there. All that shit came from me. So, if you of that age, then take one of these young dudes that don't know shit, that's still talking about robbing motherfuckers and hitting them over here with 40s, and teach them about hip-hop and show them something else to talk about.
And, Waylo, I understand that. But you're the president of your company, okay? You're making strides to better yourself. I mean, you're the president of the company.
Right.
You didn't just say, okay, I'm 38, I'm going to make a demo now. Or, you know, I'm saying you got a record label going. I mean, my gripe is to the motherfuckers who just, I mean, they keep talking about the hip-hoppers. They doing music, but come on, you ain't got no record label out. You ain't even trying to create your own record label. You still waiting on a motherfucker to sing.
True. But look at Busta Rhymes. How old is Jay-Z?
Look how long they been out.
What about E-40?
Look how long he been out.
What about Too Short?
Look how long he been out.
Now, they've been out for a long time, true, but they still spitting hot shit. Maybe this 38-year-old been having some hot shit just cooped up in a book somewhere that he just need to put on wax.
You know what? I understand with that. You with the Jay-Z and all that, I mean, you got to think about it. They came in the game. I don't think you understand me, Waylo.
I'm just 50-50 about letting a 38-year-old artist come onto the label. I'm 50-50 about it.
Okay, but I'll ask you this. Do you really think you need to mentor him? He's 38. I mean, do you think he needs to be coming into the club, I mean, into the studio, pants sagging, blood in his mouth, dread is great, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this motherfucker's looking like a hot ass.
You got me, fam.
I mean, you really like, okay, well, yeah, I see you on the album cover. No, the fuck you don't, Waylo. You don't see that man on the album cover. What you see him is looking at T Guns or the other little partner you just said. Hey, man, you need to be mentoring these cats, showing these cats the ropes.
Right.
Because, I mean, come on. There's no way in hell. No way in hell. I mean, I don't know. This is my third time stopping Father Time from trying to do this old hip-hop shit. I keep telling it.
Hey, you know, Father Time.
What's up, dog?
Hey, don't you got a CD with you on the front of it with a big-ass clock in the background?
That looks just like it.
Hey, that's a hell of an album cover, man.
That would be a hell of an album cover, right?
If I could rap, man, I would come fuck with you, dog. We could put a CD together. I'm 43. I'll come in there with two blunts.
Hey, Father Time, that's you, though, right? Is that you?
No, that's not me, dog.
I can't rap worth a lick, man. It's another cat out there called himself Father Time. I got one of his CDs in my drawer. And as soon as I heard your name on the radio show, I was like, I wonder if this is him or not.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. No, that dude way younger than him, man. That dude.
That's copyright infringement, man. He can't be stealing my name.
Well, he got it. I've been having that CD for about 8 years now.
I got to holler at this cat. That's copyright infringement, man. I need some royalties or something, dog.
That boy didn't have that name since we was in high school.
Man, they stole my shit, man. But no, wait on what I'm saying though. What's the how do you go about finding somebody? What's the process?
So the process, like I said, you come to the studio, show us that you're serious about it. You know, let me see what you're gonna bring to the table. If you just bring in yourself and your book of rhymes, then I don't want you. If you bring in yourself, your heart, you know, your all, your will to do what it takes to get to that number one spot, then I'll fucks with you. Because if your heart ain't into rapping and all you want to do is come to the studio because it's cool and you can smoke a blunt over there and it's always drank over there, this ain't for you.
Because that's why I be there. I ain't going to lie.
Hey,
Can I say something?
So basically you saying this is a job.
Yeah, it's a
you
job.
Know, that's what you need to these young boys to know. This is a job, right?
Yeah, this is a job. This ain't no hobby.
Okay.
What's the man say? We don't do this for play. We ain't doing this for fun.
Well, how do you know who to sign and who not to sign, man?
If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, we don't sign you right off the bat. We don't put Who's Your Boy ENT on your shirt right off the bat. We don't give you a shirt right off the bat. When you get blessed in the Who's Your Boy Entertainment, we have a party at a club, we bless you with your shirt, and we spin your music all night. When you come into Who's Your Boy Entertainment and you said you want a position as an artist on this team, you got to bring your A game all the time. Not Monday,
you know,
not Tuesday, skip Wednesday, sometimes on Thursday and maybe Friday, 7 days a week.
What if the person like your brother? I mean, can I still get rid of him?
Can you still get rid of him?
Yeah.
I don't care if he's my brother or not. That's where you got to distinguish friends from business.
I kind of fucked up, and I'm gonna holler at you about it a little bit later, Waylo. You know.
You crazy.
I'm just saying. It's hard to get rid of family, man. You know, you like, huh?
Oh, I just picked up on that shit, man. I'm a little tricky right now. I just calling
it. I think you were talking about you.
I'm way on the low. Ain't that a mother? You know what, man?
You started hearing real
shit. Another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing no.
We distinguish friends from business every day, all day, because friends break you, family will break you, And if you don't run your shit like a business, you'll never get shit accomplished if you always friends or family.
That's really real talk.
So, I mean, you would actually fire your brother?
Yeah. If that motherfucker ain't coming to the studio laying hot shit like he was, he started off at an A+, and 6 months down the line, you got a C-, because you ain't been to the studio working, your ass is off of there. It's just like Razor, right? Just like Razor. My artist Razor came to the studio. He was spitting hot shit, and he just slacked off. Didn't want to come to the studio no more. He got 1,200 downloads, and his ego jumped up. His head got swole. He was supposed to put out an album 2 years ago on October 31st. Where is that album at?
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
That shit, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show, man.
What's the downloads, man?
What you say?
What's that mean?
What the downloads?
Yeah, that's what downloads.
1,200 downloads distinguish if your shit is bumping or not. 1,200 downloads means 1,200 people click that download button, means 1,200 people got that mixtape. Just like my videos.
That's some kind of money from that?
No, you don't get no money from that. It's just called reputation.
So how you get the big head? If you ain't getting no money from it, how you get the big head from that shit?
Exactly.
That's his whole point.
I'm just saying. Just because you reached to 1,200 people, 1,200 people is bumping your mixtape doesn't mean that you the hottest dude under the sun. Get your ass back in the studio and keep working. Make your 1,400 on a different mixtape.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
System numbers going up.
Yeah.
How do you get paid?
How do we get paid? We've been doing
this
show.
How do you get paid?
Huh?
You got...
Oh, okay, okay. You paid for the show.
We just did a show with the Party Boys a couple of months back at the Prestige. You know, we get all the dough, you know, some of the bars, depending on how we working out with the club. We about to start working out some things with LaRosa's. My brother, JFK, Presidential Music Group, check him out. He hot too, bro. I've been fucking with him ever since hell. I was 8 years old. He got some shit jumping off at LaRosa's too. You know, get the dough. Get that dough money. Bring in these artists, you know, talk to these promoters. They might say it costs $8,000 to bring in an artist. No, it don't. You can talk to different promoters and get this artist for $1,200, $2,000. We about to bring in, what's his name? We're trying to get Rich Boy out. We're trying to get Starlito out. That's how we make our money. Throw these shows.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I got you.
Check it out, man. We ending the show, man. We at the end of the show. We don't want to get cut off like we normally do. So, hey, Waylo, you've been more than helpful today, man. You've been more than helpful, especially about that family thing. But like I said, I'm going to get at you. I got your number. I'm going to get at you.
Yeah, soon as I get back from New Jersey, bro, we on it.
Right, man. Cause I gotta get in that Hoosier Lounge, man. I'm gonna be in the G on the 18th. So hopefully, man, we missed each other last time. Hopefully, we can get up this time, man. I really want to do that Hoosier Lounge with you, man.
For sure.
All right, well, that's what's up. Hey, Wick, you had last words.
Oh, much love to Sin City. Thanks, Waylo, for a lot of knowledge you gave today. All right, Father Time Cast. See you tomorrow.
Hey, what's up with you, partner?
Yo, it's all gravy, man. Yo, Waylo, man, you always welcome to the show, dog. Always,
yeah, for
man.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And bring some of your artists with you, man.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna see if I can get either Queen or Hardy to call in tomorrow. Like I said, me being in New Jersey, it's kind of hard to catch up with these knuckleheads.
Okay.
That's
well, you know, we do the music on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Wednesday's.
They can still call and get loose. They can still call and get loose with us tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
True that.
We're definitely talking about fucking. I know that's something subject everybody likes.
SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all.
Wait, though, you gotta get on there, man, and put some music on there, man.
Yeah, I just got my laptop fixed, so I'll be on there in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, that's what's up.
Password.
All right,
y'all.
We
out. Peace. Wednesday night.